Testing 1, 2, 3, Széchenyi Square, interview with Rudolf Anna, the Hungarian chess champion, in the past 6 years in a row, or
no,
since
twice.
When? Twice.
The adult one.
But all right, of course.
Under the 12 old. In 1999.
1999. Hello and welcome to Take Off the Podcast, Stories by Students and Classics. This is episode 65, featuring an interview with Rudolf Anna.
It's interesting, and I think if other students here, they may be motivated also
to try to move abroad and to start a new life. Is what you have started then? Now?
Yeah, but now it's really interesting that I got back and it's like I haven't moved because...
You feel so much at home here?
Also, but also there. And I moved only 2 months ago, so it wasn't a long time that I haven't been here.
Although in Spain you had to do a lot of things to get, like, your cards and...
Yeah, a lot.
Administration.
All the time administration. I hate administration.
Like, what did you have to get, like, an ID or... You are a Hungarian citizen, right?
Still. I am, but I've gotten an IE. That numero identificazione extranjero.
I see. For a foreigner, right? Extranjero.
Yeah, every foreigner has to get one. Yeah. But the first time we called, they gave me an appointment for July. We called in November and they gave me an appointment for July.
Last year, November. Or
2010, November, we called and I got an appointment for July 2011.
This year.
And it's like, without this number, you cannot get a bank account, you cannot go to the doctor, you cannot really get started working. So I was really desperate. What can I do for half a year being illegal?
But you went before November, didn't you?
No, November.
It was in November you went. Okay.
Yes,
so then
because
I had been
here until October finishing my thesis.
Right.
I submitted my thesis at the end of October, and in November I was just here for 2 weeks, and then I moved.
Okay, but now you've managed to get that number.
Yeah, because
someone helped.
We called so many times that once the lady said, oh, there are some free places next week.
Okay, so you could join and then go. And
Yeah, because some people cancelled.
Right.
I was lucky.
So you live now in Spain where? Not in Madrid.
I live in Madrid. Mm-hmm. And I live next to a huge park, so I love it. It's just that I walk out of the building and there's a park, and I love when there's something green and trees, and there are always people walk their dogs there. And they are so cute, you know, these small...
It's like a big park.
Yeah, it is quite a big park. You can walk there for 10, 15 minutes without just going straight.
Okay, you talked about the dogs. Sorry to
interrupt. Yeah, because... I like the type of dog that is small and ugly. I call them pequeño feo.
They are cute.
Yeah, they are cute, but they got these wrinkles. Uh-huh. You know that type.
Yeah, I think I do. I don't know what that...
Bulldog, but not that aggressive.
Not that big and not that aggressive.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And there are many in that park. Uh-huh. I love to watch them.
So it's like in the center of the city or...
No,
of course,
it
is
pretty
huge
close
place.
To the center. It is in the main zone, but it's not the center.
Uh-huh.
But by metro, it's like 15 minutes away from the downtown.
Perdí mi tren. Eso lo supe yo ya hace tiempo, no fue ayer. Dejó marcado mi recuerdo y no va a volver. Eso se clava como estaca en el pecho. Olvidé, se apagaba la llama que ardía en tus ojos. Dediqué toda la vida a verla encendida y loco me quedé. Tras de mí se perdía el camino de vuelta. gusta, no te gusta de todo.
Exprímelo al máximo, saca su jugo.
Si flipas con la peña, mejoras el bobo.
Paso de buey y dientes de lobo.
No olvides tu sueño, tu infante que grita perdida.
La música a mí me dio la vida.
No olvides quién era esa estrella cohibida.
No llores más por mi ausencia.
Tamboreo de lejos, tamboreo cuando paso un molle, venir y el ritmo ya va entrando en tu vena, que sí, que tú te vienes conmigo allá donde voy, no mires atrás, que no vamos bien, no mires atrás, que no vamos bien, no, 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 que no vamos bien, que no vamos bien, no, una vez caí en el pozo de mi vida, descubrí que siempre queda otra salida y pude sentir que este mundo que
And you speak with the locals in Spanish.
In Spanish.
Mostly.
When I got there, I could hardly speak Spanish. I'd been studying here for 2 semesters at the university.
Only?
Yeah, 2 semesters. And I understood a lot because I played many tournaments in Spain before. So I could understand quite well, but I could not speak any like a normal sentence I could not
put together.
Put together, yeah. Mm-hmm. And
But now, how is it different now? Is it getting better?
It's incredible if you move to a country and how much you are forced to put every effort in getting started speaking. And after a week, I started speaking, and now I'm talking to everyone in Spanish.
In fluent Spanish, they understand you.
Fluently with mistakes, but fluently.
And they point that out, or you realize later on that you made a mistake.
But they don't like to correct each and every sentence of mine. But if I make a mistake many times, then they tell me. I have most of the problems with verbs, conjugation, and the past tense is really difficult in Spanish because there are two kinds, and I don't really get the difference.
I see, okay. So you'll be living there for some time, you'll continue playing chess there, or continuing with your tournament cycle?
Playing chess there is a bit difficult, but I play for a Spanish team in the League of Madrid. Uh-huh. That's every Sunday we have a match.
Every Sunday?
Yeah, almost every Sunday, except...
Okay, so you'll be missing tomorrow's match.
I'm missing tomorrow's match, and my team really needs to win tomorrow. We are playing against the strongest team. But playing while I'm working is a bit difficult. When I was at the university, it was much easier to ask for permission for leaving. But if I have a job, I cannot just cancel my classes.
So your job is not like a 9-to-5 job, or it's more flexible?
Flexible, but fixed classes. Yeah. I work for a language school called Emerson. I'm an English teacher there.
Oh, that's great.
And I also have plenty of chess classes.
And they go to your place, or you go see them somewhere?
I go to their places. Uh-huh. So I travel all around
that's
Madrid.
Nice.
Been listening to the 65th episode of Take Off the Podcast, Stories by Students and Classics, featuring an interview with Rudolf Anna and a song called Tamboreo by La Raiz. And until next time, take care.